Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And today I've got a special treat for you because today we are talking about one of my favourite things, and that's inclusion. I'm joined with Melissa Lay from the Inclusion Ready office, and she's come to talk to me and tell me all about, I'll tell you all about, the Fraser Coast Inclusion Exhibition.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Thanks for joining me, Mel.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, look, this popped up on my Facebook page, as things do.
Yes.
And I love the word inclusion.
Absolutely.
And I live it, and I live having to overcome the blindness and other different symptoms and that sort of thing. So as soon as I know someone's doing something in a positive space around inclusion, I'm all ears. So can you tell us a bit about the event that's coming up on Thursday?
Yeah, so we're actually having the first Fraser Coast Inclusion Exhibition.
Wow, the inaugural.
The inaugural, the first and hopefully one of many.
Yes.
And we're actually promoting inclusion on the Fraser Coast, so really getting behind the businesses and groups or activities that are already being inclusive. So
okay.
Then we can use that as a jumping off point to really get more businesses and activities inclusive on the Fraser Coast.
Okay, so it's all about promoting what is actually possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the benefit that it has to business and community.
Absolutely. So the social and economical benefits to the community.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So where is this being held?
Yeah, so we're actually holding it at the Neighbourhood Centre in the hall there.
Nice.
Hopefully next year we can get it outside and make it even bigger.
Okay, so it's in a great space, air conditioned and everything, doesn't matter what the weather's like.
No, that's the whole idea. But we also have breakaway rooms if it's a bit too much for some of our guests coming along. So we've got lots of activities happening on the day as well, free activities. There's no cost. You can come along and actually have a go of some of the activities. So Bike Tech's coming along, which is exciting, and they're going to have some bikes there that people can test out.
So what sort of activities?
Yep, so we've got Sideshow Alley. So Party Central Australia have a whole heap of games that they're bringing along. They've got their Magic Mirror. So it's a photo booth that's accessible for anybody to come and have a photo. Okay. So you can come along and have a photo.
I was waiting for the inclusion twist to see if they were tailored.
They are. So they've got lots of different things that are inclusive. So they're going to be promoting their business as well as actually having activities there on the day. We've got face painting. There's prizes and giveaway. Fraser Coast RV Park's actually giving away some accommodation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that'll
Thanks
be one of
RV
our prizes. Pa. I know. And they've got a great setup there that's totally inclusive. So, yeah, we'll definitely be promoting them over the next few days.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Sideshow Alley, mm-hmm. is that a Fraser Coast business?
Yeah, so that's part of Party Central Australia.
Okay.
Which is a local business.
Well, I'll have to talk to them because yeah. I've never even heard of them before.
I actually met them a couple of years ago at my wedding. They did the photo booth and the emceeing, and they're coming along and doing the emceeing on the day as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a mix of interactive activities. Have you got any talks about inclusivity or anything like that?
Yeah, so we're going to have a panel, and on that panel we'll be discussing what different people have, what their experiences have been of inclusion, what they have liked and maybe not so much like, so we can try and drive some change in the area as well.
Okay. So when I lost my vision completely earlier this year, I remember my boss ringing me up and saying, just don't worry, we'll have your back one day whenever you're well, whether that's 5 months, 5 years, whatever.
That's so amazing.
You've got a job.
Yeah.
And he stood true with that, and I'm back at work. I'm still waiting for the equipment to make me be able to do my job efficiently.
Yeah.
That's a little bit frustrating. I'm not going to go down on that path. But I've got a boss who's David Reed Holmes was prepared to keep me on.
And you know what? They're the champions we need to be helping push it into other businesses in the area. So having David talk to, you know, maybe a couple of other businesses on how being inclusive has actually helped his business.
Yeah. And so have you got other businesses like that coming along?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's Capsicum Computers that are an inclusive company. For them, it's at the core of their business. It was never a question.
Yep.
I know that Kingfisher do inclusion quite well.
Yes.
We also have the RSL that have programs. We've got, Coles. Coles have their quiet hour. So they've actually been really generous in donating some food as well for the event.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have they couldn't get along to the day, but we'll be promoting their quiet hour and their employment program that they do as well.
So really this is just the start of something that could be quite massive in years to come. This is the first time, so...
Yeah, look, I'm hoping it becomes a much bigger and a big event over the next few years, and hopefully we can get some people putting out some ILC grants. So I guess we're going to use this event to promote to businesses the grants that they can apply for.
I'm a dummy. What's an ILC?
Yep, so Information Linkages Capacity Building. Okay. So we're actually partnered with the CSIA, and I know you're going to get me to explain that.
Yeah, it sounds like our spy material.
I know, it does. It's the Community Service Industry Alliance. So we're doing the Inclusion Ready project with them. That's how this kind of came about.
Yep.
And from this event, we want to get people to do surveys. So we'll give you a chance to win a prize by doing our surveys. But that's us getting information back on how we can help our community.
Yep.
So this Inclusion Ready project is really just getting some information back so then we can drive forward with applying for these grants to get money into our area to really push change.
Okay, so who do you want to talk a bit more about the grant, or can we talk about that another time?
We can do that another time, we want anyone in the community to come along, bring the family. There's going to be face painting, there's going to be...
What time does it start?
So from 1 p.m. till 5.
Okay, this Thursday.
This Thursday.
Which is the 19th?
I want to say the 19th.
It is the 19th. Of course it is, because something special is happening on the Friday, which is the 20th. So it's got to be the 19th.
Absolutely.
And so 1 o'clock at the Neighbourhood Centre.
Yes, so it'll be in the hall.
Costs nothing to go
in. It's free. There's sausage sizzle. We've also got soup. We've got lots of games and activities happening there, like I said, with the sideshow alley, and we do have prizes and giveaways. So we want to get everybody down there really promoting our area and get behind those businesses that are supporting you.
Yeah, and if you are a business,
they can still come and get involved.
That's right, or if you've got questions on how to become involved in being an inclusive employer, there's employers there to talk to.
Absolutely.
Talk to your peers and find out the benefits.
Yeah, and even if they want a bit more information, they can always get through to myself through with the Harvey Bay Neighbourhood Centre.
Right.
Even through Facebook. And even though it says that you can't have a stall anymore, if somebody came to me today or tomorrow and said, I want to be in it, I would make it happen.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Well, then that's great. Let's call out and see if any of the businesses that listen can come along and support the... Now, it's a Fraser Coast Inclusive Exhibition.
Inclusion exhibition, yep, that's it.
What did I say?
Inclusion.
I'm going to do a little blog and share all the links that you're going to give me.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
To promote this.
Yeah.
And Melissa, thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me.
Wonderful this is happening in the Fraser Coast.
Yeah, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Bye.